Kia ora e te whanau nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton, and today we are up to day three of our seven-day money challenge. We're just going to dive straight into it. Today we're talking about money mindset. So if I was to say to you, you could make $1 million this year, what comes to your mind? Is it doubt? Is it fear? Is it disbelief? I could never do that. I could never make $1 million. I would have to work really hard in order to make that happen. Or people like me don't make that amount of money. Or does anyone even make that amount of money? Or yeah, I don't know what the story is in your head. But what I want you to do is, I've got this free money mindset template tracker thing down in the description below. Go ahead and download it, because I've actually created a Word document where you can work through all of the questions I'm going to walk you through today. Alternatively, obviously, you can use your notes app, whatever you want to do, use a piece of paper. So, money beliefs. What I want you to do is I want you to write down all of the beliefs that you have when I say to you, you could make $1 million this year. Is it disbelief? Is it that you don't believe in yourself? Is it that's impossible? Now, the next thing I want you to do is I want us to work through your money story. Now, for some people, this is quite triggering because you may have grown up in an environment where you didn't have money. Maybe your needs weren't met. Maybe you have a lot of traumatic experiences associated with money. And let's just be real, I have too. I've had a lot of negative experiences when it comes to money. But I want to give you hope that despite those negative experiences, I have a beautiful, loving, healthy relationship with money now because I've done a lot of work on my money mindset. Now, I would say that 90% of money is your mindset and only 10% is really the strategy. So that's why it's so important. So one of the first questions I want you to answer is, how were you raised when it comes to money? So did you grow up in a household that didn't have much money? Did you grow up in a household that had a lot of money? How were you raised when it came to money? Like, were you allowed to talk about money in your childhood? Were you allowed to have conversations? Did you know what your parents earned? Like, some times I've talked to people and they don't even know what their parents do for a job. Like, it blows my mind. But, you know, everybody's different. Everybody was raised differently. So how were you raised when it comes to money? Was it a safe conversation? Was it a source of stress? Was it a source of anxiety? Did you know what your parents were struggling with, or did they keep it a secret? Did you feel like you could ask for things? Did you feel like you couldn't ask for things? What I want you to do is I want you to write all of this down, because this is your money story. What kind of conversations were had about money? For example, I was always told money doesn't grow on trees, or you have to work really hard if you want to make money, or rich people are greedy. These were some of the things that I heard around me, and this created this narrative that money was limited, money was a source of stress. If you had lots of money, you were a bad person. So what I want you to do is, I don't want you to judge yourself, I don't want you to judge your parents. What I want you to do is just take notice of all of these money stories that you have playing around in your head. Now, what I want us to do is I want to move towards money attachment styles. So basically, there are three attachment styles when it comes to money. There's anxious. So this is when you're quite worried about money. So I've actually had all three of these money attachment styles. But when I was super anxious when it came to money, what I would do is I would check my bank account 1 million times a day. So I would like refresh it all the time, check if money was in there, check if I had enough money, check that, you know, I didn't have a scam or whatever it was. Like, I was so anxiously attached to money. I would also worry about it all the time. So I actually remember the other day, a little stone flew onto my windscreen and, you know, it chipped it. And when it happened, I was like, oh, going to have to take my car in to get it fixed. And when I thought that, I remembered so many times before where something as small as a little stone throwing on my windscreen would absolutely derail me. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, now I have to pay this. And oh my gosh, am I going to be okay? Oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. What am I going to do? And like, I'm not trying to mock people who think this. I am actually quite emotive, I guess. But you know, I was very worked up when seemingly small things happen. And that's because I was living in survival mode. So literally the smallest of things would derail me, and I was so anxiously attached to money. Money was my source of safety. Money made me feel protected. And if I didn't have money, I felt unsteady. I felt like there was no stability in my life. And I understand the root cause of all of this. So in my childhood, I used to fantasize having money so that I could escape some of the situations that I was in as a child. And so as an adult, I became anxiously attached to money because if I didn't have enough money, I thought, well, I'm going to be unsafe and I'm not going to be able to leave. So there was this anxious attachment style to money. The other attachment style, which I've also had, is avoidant. So avoidant is when you are so disconnected with your finances entirely, you don't even think about it. You don't even, like, you just ignore it to a T. Now, I have also been there before. So some of the characteristics of someone who would do this is maybe you have a pile of bills that just stay in the envelopes. You know that there's bills in there, but you never even open them. They just stay there. You avoid them. Maybe you know you're in debt. Maybe you know that, like, Baycorp is after you and you're just ignoring their phone calls. You're just ignoring it altogether because you just don't know how to deal with it. So you're just ignoring it entirely. Another one is maybe you're in business and there's a section in your business that really overwhelms you, for example, taxes. And so instead of sorting out your taxes, finding someone to help you, you just avoid it altogether and you're just basically going like, yep, everything's going to be fine, but you're not actually doing anything to try and sort it out. You're avoiding it because it overwhelms you so much. I have been there before. I have been both anxious and avoidant, so I know what it feels like and I can also help you to navigate through this. Now, that's the second attachment style. The third one is secure, which is what I am now when it comes to money. I don't worry about money. I literally, like, it doesn't make me happy. It doesn't make me sad. I'm just completely neutral when it comes to money. So I can get paid, like, an invoice. The other day, I got paid, like, an $18,000 invoice. And back in the day, if $18,000 landed in my account, I would be over the moon. I would be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I'm not saying that I'm not grateful, because I was. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. But I didn't get super excited and super happy dappy. And the reason why is because I'm so regulated when it comes to money that something good can happen and something bad can happen. And it doesn't mess with my nervous system. So I'm super grateful for the money. I'm super grateful when money comes my way, but it doesn't make me happier. I don't feel happier if I have more money coming my way. I'm happy now and I'm happy with money, and I'm also happy if I don't have money. So it's like money doesn't control me, and that is what a secure attachment style to money feels like. You just feel so regulated. Money can't mess with me. I'm good. I'm so good. I'm so rock solid. Literally, a rock can fly on my windscreen. You know, my car could get ridden off. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm literally good. I'm so regulated. Everything is fine. Nothing can really faze me. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Like, an unexpected bill pops up, I'm good. You know, like, I break something. Back in the day, if I broke something I owned, I would be completely dysregulated. Oh my gosh, I have to buy another one. I have to replace this. Now, something breaks, I'm good, because I know deep in my bones that I am always provided for, I am always okay, I am always safe, and that money is not my source of safety. I am my source of safety. I am the person who's taken me through the ringer. I am the person who's walked through the fire. I am the person who has held me in the lowest of lows. I am secure. I don't need a man, I don't need money, I don't need anything external of me to keep me this way. I'm just so rock solid. And if anything happens, I know for a fact that I'll figure it out, because I always have. And that's the goal. That's the goal. We want to be secure. We want to be grateful for the money that comes our way, but we don't want to be dysregulated if it doesn't. So that's the other section, section number three in the template I've included down below. Free template, obviously. The fourth one is limiting beliefs. So if you have limiting beliefs, so for example, when I first said, you know, if you could make $1 million this year, what were those limiting beliefs came up? Were they things like, I could never do that. I could never make that amount of money. I don't make money like that. Or people like me don't make money like that. That's what I want you to write down. Whatever limiting beliefs you have. So it could be money is super hard to make. Money is hard to come by. If you have money, you're rich. Oh, you're a greedy cunt. Oh shit. Oh my gosh. Stop swearing. If you have money, you're not a good person. So those are limiting beliefs. Okay. Now I want you to just write them down. Now the next section is rewiring limiting beliefs. So what I want you to do is identify the old belief. So this could be, You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Now, why is this true for you? So you could have real examples of this, like, well, I couldn't afford to pay my rent this week. I'm in debt. I don't have enough money. Okay. So you're validating that there is some level of truthness in this. And hear me out. Whatever you believe, you will always find evidence for. So if you believe that money is limited, you're going to find evidence of this. So I want you to write that down. Write down all this evidence. Now I want you to identify the root cause. So when did you first believe that money was limited? When did you first believe that money didn't grow on trees? So for me, I don't know the age exactly, but I think I was probably around 6 that I heard my mum saying, money doesn't grow on trees, Kahu. We don't have money, you know, things like that. So I was very young when I first heard this, and I know the person, I know the scenario, I know the situation. That is the root cause of when I first believed that money was limited. So I want you to think back to the time when you first believed that money was limited. Now, why is this not true for you now and for your future? So what I want you to do here is I want you to think about, what is the evidence to the opposite of this? So for example, I could be an expander for you. Well, Te Kahu Kura also grew up, say, in a similar experience, had a similar thing, and now money is not, you know, a big worry for her. And there could be other people in your life. Maybe you know someone who's gone from rags to riches, someone who grew up poor, but now they're rich. Nicki Minaj is a great example. She grew up poor, now she's rich. Who else? There's so many people. Literally just ask AI to give you a list of people who grew up poor and now they're rich. If it's possible for them, it's also possible for you. And that's an expander. So an expander is someone who proves to you that it's possible. Our brains need evidence. So you have this belief that money is limited, and you've got a crap ton of evidence for this because you just listed out all the reasons why it's limited for you, right? Now what I want you to do is start building evidence to the opposite. So who is an expander to solidify this? You have so much proof. Okay, Nicki Minaj grew up poor, now she's rich. Te Kahu Kura had money challenges and now she doesn't. Who else? I'm just like, literally just Google it. I can't think of any right now, but just list out all of these expanders. What is the new belief? So your new belief for me is that like money is literally so abundant. There is always more than enough money. Like money grows on trees. Like money is so abundant. There is so much money everywhere. Like literally, I want money. Money finds me. Money loves me. Money just literally attracts me. Like, I don't even need to attract money. Like, money just literally finds me. Money adores me. Money loves me. Money is obsessed with me. Like, you know, like, money is just so beautiful. It's just here, and money always seems to find me because money loves me, right? So these are all the things that I genuinely believe about money. Money just absolutely adores me. And you can copy all of these too, and you can tell yourself these. So what I used to do is I would go on a visualization walk. So when I was rewiring my mindset, I would hear this stuff and I didn't believe it. My stomach was like, hell no, that's bollocks, because I have so much experience that money is limited. What I would do is I would tell myself this every single time I felt an inkling of scarcity, I felt an inkling of I don't have enough money, I would just tell myself money is so abundant, and then I would find evidence for that. So as an example, I remember one time I was super broke and I was trying to become more abundant, but I literally, like, you looked at my bank account, there was no evidence that money was abundant because there was literally like jack the money in there. However, I did have $5. And this sounds super woo-woo, and just to preface this, this is not financial advice. I think I actually had more than $5. I'm sorry. I think I might have had my $1,000 safety net in there too. But I literally spent $5 and I bought a hot chocolate, and I was like, this is going to come back to me and like everything is going to be okay. And literally I started finding opportunities. I started finding, you know, ways I could make more money. I started finding ways I could get more money, finding ways I could make more money, finding new opportunities. And this is the work. When I talk about doing the inner work, this is the work. It's proving to yourself that your limiting beliefs are wrong and finding evidence to the opposite. So when the old belief comes up, acknowledge it. And what I used to say was, thank you for that unnecessary thought. You can be released. Because if you suppress your deepest thoughts, they're just going to come back up. Like if you go, nope, you're wrong. Money is not limited. Money is so abundant. You're just going to it's not going to work. So what I would do is I go, thank you for that unnecessary thought. You can be released. And when I say released, I would tap on my body. So for me, I would tap on my chest. You might tap on your head. Like, I don't know what you want to do, but I tapped on my chest and I would say like, thank you for that unnecessary thought. You can be released. And I would kind of flip my hands up. Now, I know, like, people are going to think I'm crazy, bro. But honestly, it's worked for me. Breathe. So breathing in, breathing out, and just reminding yourself of the new belief. And then affirm the new belief. So 10 times minimum, I want you to tell yourself, money is abundant. There is so much money out there. Money is literally loves me. Money is obsessed with me. Money is just so in love with me. And then the other thing you want to do is you want to find an expander. So if she can do it, so can I. Find that person, remind yourself, well, if she did it, I can do it. If Nikki can do it, I can do it. If Bill Gates, I don't know if he grew up poor, to be honest, I don't actually know. But just making up examples, like find rich people who used to be poor and go, well, if they did it, I can do it too. Now, everyone is focused on affirmations, but I wanted to talk a little bit about ask formations. So instead of just saying money is so abundant, ask yourself things like, how is it that I'm able to make so much money? Or why is it so easy for me to generate income? Why is it so easy for me to achieve success? When you start asking yourself these questions, you just come up with all of these answers like, well, I succeeded when I was 5 because I won this little test at school. Or, you know, last week my boss said that I'm a good worker. Or you can just start finding examples that you're already successful. So now I want you to write your new money story. So we did your first money story when you were a kid. Now I want you to write your new one. So do you love money? Do you look at your bank account with so much gratitude? Do you smile every time you're there? Do you give money generously? Do you make money online? Like, write your new money story and how you want your life to do. Spend some time, sit with it for, I don't know, a few days. Now, why does this get to be your new money story? So what does achieving your new money story actually achieve? Like, are you able to put your kids in private school? Or are you able to pay off your mortgage? Or are you able to buy a house? Like, what is your why and what is your deeper calling as to why you want to do this? Now, vibrational energy. So, guilt, shame, regret. These are low vibrational energy. So if you're spending all your money in all the wrong places, you're vibrating at a very low energy because you're probably feeling guilty. You feel bad. You don't want to be doing this, but you keep on doing it and you don't know how to stop. You want to start raising your vibrations. Now, one of the easiest ways you can raise your vibrations is through gratitude. You cannot be grateful, but also regretful in the same feeling, right? So when you feel deep body gratitude, you just feel better. And I'm actually going to record a podcast episode about this because it's not as simple as saying I'm grateful for da 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 da. You actually have to feel it within your body. Feel gratitude. And when I first started this journey, I couldn't feel gratitude. I will remember talking to my coach and she was saying like feel grateful for things. And I'd be like, I literally cannot feel grateful for things. And I had just had experienced so much trauma that no amount of good things would make me feel grateful. I just felt like nothing was ever enough. I wasn't good enough. Life wasn't good enough. Like I was just cursed. That's what I felt like. I felt like I had been born into the wrong world. I felt like, you know, I was just literally a broken person and nothing was ever going to work for me. So even when good things happen, I wasn't even grateful because I was like, well, still not good enough. Still doesn't make up for the fact that, you know, I had crappy experiences. It just wasn't ever good enough and I had to learn how to be grateful. So I might record a podcast episode about gratitude. If you guys are keen on that, let me know and I will do it. Another way is exercise. Providing value to people, being a good person raises your vibrational energy, happiness, fun, gratitude. Now, the next thing is do your money diary. That is in day one of the challenge. How do you want money to treat you? So do you want money to always be there for you? Do you want it to care for you? How can you treat money better? So talk about money better. Not spending money on non-investments, respect your money, trust your money. Where attention goes, energy flows. Focus on abundance and prosperity, and this is what you will receive. That is us for today's podcast episode. If you found value in it, please shoot me a message, let me know, share it on your story, send it to a friend, because the more people doing this challenge, the better. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new podcast episode. We will be moving on to the next day of the challenge. For now, have an amazing day, and I'll chat to you guys again later. Ka kite!